everyone. My name is Linda, and I want to welcome you to Advanced Studio Classroom. And it is the 8th of December. This year is just flying by, and we have our newsworthy article for the next 3 days. We have three very interesting and quite different articles to discuss with you and share with you, and I have a couple of people in the studio with me to help us go through them. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Sure, Linda. This is Josh. I'm very glad to be here to talk about all of these fantastic articles today.
And I am Linda C., and I'm always happy to be here to do radio.
Good. Well, welcome to both of you. And today we're going to talk about coffee and exercising. So, Linda, I know you don't drink coffee.
Well, I'm not a coffee lover. I drink it occasionally. Yeah.
You must be really, really tired to drink coffee.
Well, I drink it because I do like the taste. Yeah.
Okay.
But if I need to stay up, I really, really need to stay up, then I'll resort to coffee.
In the evening?
Yeah, like if we have a long evening ahead and, you know, I need to stay awake, then I will drink some in late afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about you, Josh?
Coffee is a part of my daily routine, I have to say, in the morning, sometimes in the afternoon, and even sometimes in the evening, because caffeine doesn't seem to keep me up like it does other people.
We should have Peng Lusher in here doing this. I've seen her drink coffee like at 9 o'clock at night and go to bed like an hour later. I'm like, really? Because for me, if I drink it like after 2, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm up at 2 in the morning going, okay, I probably shouldn't have had that coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, Linda's agreeing.
Same for me. Yeah.
But here we're going to see what coffee can do to enhance our exercise. And for those of us who exercise in the evening, you might really want to think about this, especially if coffee keeps you awake. So we're going to read this article. We're going to read half the article first, and then we're going to talk about it. We are on page 18 in your advanced magazine, if you'd like to turn there, if you have your magazine with you or find it on your digital device, and you can read along with us. We're going to start in the left-hand column and go through the middle of the right column.
How coffee can dramatically impact your workout. Forget about the electrolyte-filled sports drink or a simple bottle of water when it comes to hydrating for a workout, because new research shows that an old favorite could actually be your best go-to solution. We already know about coffee's amazing longevity benefits and its cancer-fighting perks. But a recent study from the University of Georgia shows that coffee can actually improve your workout endurance. Lead study author Simon Higgins, who is a third-year doctoral student at the university, reviewed more than 600 scholarly articles to find a link between caffeine, specifically from coffee, and workout performance. He noticed that fitness after coffee was far more efficient and longer. In fact, those participants who consumed coffee had a workout that was more than 24% improved when compared to those who did not have coffee.
Well, I already like the results of this study because coffee is also a part of my life. But I don't know if I exercise in the evening if I would drink it. But notice here it says it can dramatically, which means quite a bit, impact or affect your workout. So this is specifically talking about coffee and working out, our workout. And usually, if you're working out, what do you drink?
I drink water.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of interesting it says forget about water.
Right. This actually is very surprising to me that it would encourage you to drink coffee before a workout, because to me, all I've heard about coffee is that it might dehydrate you, or, you know, it's not really so good for a workout.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting. And also, do either one of you drink sports drinks?
I do sometimes.
I do sometimes as well.
Yeah,
so,
I guess I've never, ever had one.
No, I'm the kind of person who, to be a little bit careful about my hydration, because I will go through a lot of, especially when I'm working out or I'm in hot climates, I really have to make sure that I have good hydration and what I consider also to be a good electrolyte balance, so that I have the minerals and the salts in order to keep, you know, my cells firing, my ions going. But so this does make me a little bit cautious when somebody says, you know, you don't have to worry about that anymore, drink coffee, and be like, well, actually, I don't know if that really is the case for me.
Skeptics here, Okay, let's talk about this word. Well, you just kind of talked about it, Josh. Electrolyte-filled sports drink. So that's having to do with ions in your body, like potassium.
So the idea is that your cells need a certain type of balance in the ions in order to be able to draw electricity across them. So it's important to make sure that you have those dissolvable salts, which turn into ions, which would be like potassium, sodium, chloride, those sort of things.
But they never really say that coffee replaces those in this article, I noticed, which I thought was interesting. And I agree. Usually, I mean, we've always read or been told that coffee is dehydrating, so you should be careful if you're going to be exercising not to drink it. So it's kind of interesting that it shows that actually coffee could be our best go-to solution.
Yeah, and I wonder who's funding this research.
Yeah.
Like, are they coffee, you know, producers? They're trying to push caffeine instead of, you know,
yeah, you do have to be careful. When you read studies like this, it is always good to check into who's funding this kind of research. Now, Linda's being a little skeptical.
Just a little.
Well, you know, there it has been proven, though, if we look in the second paragraph here, that coffee has been proven to have longevity benefits, which which is good.
Right. Everybody wants, well, most people want to live longer, right?
So that's what longevity means. We're talking about the length of our life here. And also cancer-fighting perks. And what's a perk?
It's an advantage or benefit.
Okay.
Right, yeah. So here it's also a perk plays a little bit on coffee that perks you up, gives you a little bit of energy. But in this particular case, I mean more advantages that you get by using something.
Right. Yeah, that word perk here can have, you know, because there's also perked coffee, you know. Or that's a way of making coffee for our coffee drinkers out there. It's not so common anymore. You know, we don't usually perk coffee anymore.
Not so much. I do have a camping percolator that I'll use when I go out in the middle of the woods. I'll have a little coffee with me, and then those are nice because you just throw it in there with a little hot water, set it on a fire, and it makes coffee for you.
Right, and that's called a percolator. But this perk, as Josh pointed out, is talking more about advantages. And it has been, we've talked about this in the past, I do believe, on Advanced Radio about cancer fighting. Perks, it calls it here, but what coffee can do for people with cancer or to kind of inhibit cancer cells from growing.
Well, I have to admit, so I'm familiar with a lot of the other beneficial effects of coffee, of course. Now, they always say that, you know, everything in moderation, like too much of anything is, even if it's a very good thing, is too much. But I have to admit, I've never heard anything about caffeine and exercise, which is new to me, brand new to me.
Yeah, this is quite new. Okay, so let's just talk about the studies. There are several that they're citing in this article. It says that a study, and it's a recent one, from the University of Georgia, which is in the southern part of the United States, shows that coffee can actually improve your workout endurance. Okay, so when you think about the word endurance here, what are we thinking of?
It's how long you can sustain exercising, like how far you can run, how long you can keep going.
Okay. And I think in most studies have shown that actually women have more endurance than men in exercise or in marathons or in long distance kind of things. Their body is more built for endurance. You did not know that?
No, I didn't.
Yay, women. Okay.
Glad to hear that. But, yeah.
And it says here that coffee can actually improve it, so it means that you can exercise longer. And actually we're looking at the lead study author, whose name is Simon Higgins, and he's a third-year doctoral student at the University of Georgia. So when you were questioning, like, who funded the study, I was thinking that he reviewed more than 600 articles, it says scholarly articles, to find this link and about workout performance. And what did he find out, Josh?
Well, he found out that there's a link between caffeine, specifically from coffee, that after fitness or after a workout, that the fitness is far more efficient and longer.
We've already said that part before, that it'll improve your workout endurance, so it should be longer, right? But I thought it was kind of interesting that it was found to be more efficient, which means that something happens in your exercises as the result in your body, right?
Yeah, so efficient in that you get a greater result from the amount of activity or energy that you put into something, right? So here what I'm thinking that he means is that as far as like calories burned or amount of return that you get on your exercise, that you get a greater amount of return after you've had a little bit of caffeine as opposed to not.
So drinking decaf before you exercise is not going to make it here, I don't think. And it says that for people who consumed or drank coffee, they had a workout that was more than 24% improved, which I thought was amazing when compared to those who don't have coffee. So when you read that sentence, what does that really mean, Linda?
Well, those who are drinking coffee before working out, they will have more of a return on their workout session.
So what does that mean?
If they will, like Josh was mentioning before, either they'll burn more calories or be able to run longer or run faster or just be able to achieve like higher standards.
Build stronger muscles?
Perhaps, yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like whatever your goal is in exercising, that it will be enhanced or increased if you have coffee, or have caffeine. And this person, Simon Higgins, is actually looking at the link specifically from coffee or the caffeine in coffee when you're doing workout.
Yeah, it would be interesting to note like what criteria he uses in determining this information, like what specific aspects of the workout is he looking at, you know, whether it's just endurance or, what they're doing. Because I wonder if how someone feels afterwards, you know, if he includes that too. Maybe if you drink coffee before your workout, maybe the feelings of accomplishment or just feeling like you've had a good workout are enhanced as well. So
that's a very good point, because when he goes into like the 24%, like that's a significant increase, right? So it would be very interesting to see what exactly he's measuring.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it could be anything from, recovery time, like maybe that's 24% shorter. Like it's hard to say because it doesn't really go into it so much in the article, but it'd be very interesting to find out.
You certainly would be wide awake.
Oh, there you go. You certainly would be wide awake.
Well, it makes me wonder if you're going to drink coffee and then exercise, what it does to your heart. You know, because for some people, I mean, like, I can tell when I've had too much coffee. You know, if you get shaky or, you know, you feel like, oh, my heart is on the verge of, like, racing. You know, if you exercise after that, to me, it would seem like it's not that great. It wouldn't be that good for you.
Oh, you know, that's a good question, because I know some people, when they're exercising, one of the things they look at is their increase of their heart rate.
Right.
And how long it takes them to get the increase and how long they can sustain the increased heart rate. So that would be very interesting to see how it really affects. Like, that could be one of the things that they're
doing. Yeah, definitely. Because when you're working out, you want to reach a certain heart rate or, you know, achieve, go over a certain heart rate. So having the caffeine, that would give you a boost.
Yeah, and so it makes you wonder is it affecting that? And maybe that's why you have more endurance as well, because you've reached it in the caffeine, you've reached that certain heart rate, and the caffeine can enable you to stay there longer at that heart rate, so you burn
more
energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Very hard to say.
Although I'm pretty sure it's not a good idea to achieve the faster heart rate just through caffeine alone. I think that's probably not going to be good. So good for you.
No, I don't think so either. Well, let's see what I think. Well, he does talk a little bit more in depth about it and what it actually does. So let's read this, the rest of this article. We're in the right-hand column on page 18 of your magazine, and we're going to start reading at line 10 and go through the end of the article.
While there is a lack of high-quality research on coffee as a source of caffeine, there is an abundance of research on pure caffeine, Higgins writes in a news release. There is a perception that coffee won't give you the same benefits as pure caffeine. New research could mean that athletes could have a cup of coffee versus taking a pill. This caffeine and endurance connection has not been fully utilized, according to cyclist, triathlete, and nutrition and exercise physiology researcher Stacy Sims, Ph.D. Caffeine increases the calcium content of muscle, which enhances the strength of the muscle contraction, Sims says. During endurance efforts, caffeine helps the body utilize fat as fuel, so you don't burn through your carbohydrate stores as quickly, Sims adds. Now, you can get your caffeine fix and make your session all the more successful. How's that for productive?
Well, to me it seems from the sentence starting on line 10 that there's a lack of high-quality research on coffee as a source of caffeine. This is kind of the main thing that we're talking about. It looks like it's the beginning, right? The beginning of this kind of research for drinking coffee or having coffee be the source of caffeine in sports. I was surprised to see that it says here there's an abundance of research on pure caffeine. So is he talking about have athletes all along been taking caffeine pills?
It seems that way from the way it's phrased in this article, but that's something, yeah, I've never thought about, you know.
But it does seem that way. So I do know that this was not on my radar back when I was in competitive swimming. So, but that was a while ago, so I know that a lot of things have changed since then. So it could be quite possible that it is, especially for people who are looking for a high-performance workout, that it is something that is common in the culture of the day.
Yeah, I thought it was very, very interesting. And I think that we, no matter how we're, I mean, if we're like being skeptical about it, you know, we do have to have open minds because new research is always being done. And it's always very surprising what we find, you know, when we're looking into certain areas. And it seems like that's what's happening here. And so it's good to me that he actually acknowledges that there's a lack of high-quality research on coffee as a source of caffeine. But there is a lot of it of research on pure caffeine. Okay.
And I guess there wouldn't be that much high-quality research on coffee as a source of caffeine because that's just been established, you know?
Yeah. So I was wondering if he meant that, well, actually he goes on to explain it in the next sentence, so I don't have to say what I think it means. He goes on to say that there's a perception that coffee won't give you the same benefits as pure caffeine. So if we have a perception of something, what do we have?
It's a view of something, or a belief or opinion.
Okay, so we have a belief in
a lot of people.
Right, okay. So are the verb here is we perceive that coffee, we won't get the same benefits if we're just taking a pure caffeine pill. But, I mean, for the three of us, we're like, really? Athletes take caffeine pills?
Right.
But it says that new research could mean that athletes could have a cup of coffee versus taking a pill, which I thought was really interesting. Mm-hmm. And then this is not considered a banned substance, right?
Right. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
No, so just, yeah, if you're just having a cup of coffee, that's, it's not like you're taking any sort of performance-enhancing substance, you know? It's just a simple cup of coffee.
And we've heard a lot about that this past fall and this summer with the Olympics and the Paralympics. There was a lot going on with these performance-enhancing drugs and who was taking them and what it really meant for sports, especially at that level. Well, it says here that caffeine, okay, this caffeine and endurance connection has not been fully utilized. And if something is utilized, what is done to it?
Well, utilizing something just really means sort of using it to the fullest of its potential.
Okay. So, and this is, they're quoting somebody here, so I want you to note, Linda is a cyclist. So this is a cyclist and a triathlete and nutrition and exercise physiology researcher, this person, Stacy Sims, who's a PhD in this field. Okay. And if you're doing physiology, what are you doing? It's a function of organisms. So it's really how our body works.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, so she, I mean, they gave all these, you know, descriptions to her. So she can see it as a researcher, right? Researcher point of view, and also from an athlete point of view.
Yeah, so it's something, you know, she's looking at it from two different sides, for herself and also from the research point of view, too, how it affects her personally. Because she cycles and she's a triathlete. And also how it affects her nutrition, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Now, I do know, because I have friends who do compete in triathlons. They are very, very interested in everything that they consume and how it affects their performance. So I would imagine that she would be even doubly so as an athlete and a researcher.
Right. And not just any researcher. She's a physiology researcher, so she's looking at how all of this affects different organs in our body.
Exactly.
So, this was the most interesting statement in the entire article. Caffeine increases the calcium content of muscle, which enhances the strength of the muscle contraction. I thought that was really, really interesting. So if caffeine increases the calcium content of muscle, okay, and then that in turn does something, enhances, and if we enhance something, what do?
We make it better.
Okay, so that in turn enhances the strength of the muscle contraction. Does that mean that you can do something, it makes it stronger? You can do something more powerfully?
Yeah, I mean, the muscle, like, it will contract at a more efficient rate just be stronger.
So we see that during endurance efforts, caffeine helps the body utilize fat as fuel. So then we don't burn through our carbohydrates, so carbohydrate stores as quickly.
And this fact, if it is true, I would find...
Being skeptical again, are we?
To be the most beneficial thing about taking caffeine before you exercise, because everybody wants to burn off their fat, right? So here it would be great at doing that instead of using up your carbohydrates and that, you know, then you'd be running out of energy. But if you first use up the fat as fuel, then yeah, that'd be a huge benefit.
Right.
And this really piques my interest, so it's something that really stood out as interesting for me, because I know that when I was swimming competitively, this was a huge thing to try and dip down into your fat reserves and use that in a long-distance workouts, right? So if caffeine can help you get to that point quicker, that's really a big difference.
You going to up your caffeine intake there?
I might have to up my caffeine intake there a little bit.
So it says here, so the last paragraph says you can get your caffeine fix. Okay, this is a very common phrase in English, you know, if you are really tired and say, I haven't had my fix of caffeine yet. Okay, that's just a phrase we use.
Or it can be a fix of other things, too. Like if you're really a dessert person, right, then you might need a sugar fix, you know?
In the form of chocolate.
Yeah, or a chocolate fix, yeah.
There are some people out there that really need their chocolate fix, that's for sure.
I feel that now and then, and by doing this, you can make your session all the more successful, which is, I think, everybody, all athletes are striving for. So do you feel that way when you go biking, Linda? You want it to be as efficient, you want to burn energy as efficiently as possible, or are you just doing this for fun?
Well, a lot of it is for fun, but if I, let's say I'm on a long bike ride, I want to be able to bike longer without burning up energy quickly and having to stop and eat. And especially when you're biking, because you do use a lot of energy. So being able to increase my endurance, that would really be a good thing.
So do you know cyclists that take like caffeine pills while they're biking?
Not that I know of, but I don't really know any professional cyclists who compete. But it's very possible, you know, they use all sorts of things to help them mm-hmm. out, you know, which may be legal or illegal, you know.
Hopefully legal,
yeah. Although now that you know that this is a possibility, maybe it's not such a bad idea to experiment if you're ever to be training for like an event. To mm-hmm. try that every once in a while to see if it really changes the way that you feel about your workouts.
Yeah, and I do have aspirations of one day being able to do a triathlon, so might be good information.
Yeah, it's your key to some mind. Mm-hmm. You might have to start by having like a cup every morning just to get used to it. Well, we want to encourage you all to write in and let us know what you think about this. We have this coffee culture, you know, that's very, very popular. And, you know, I think this is a different way of thinking about coffee. You know, what is it doing for us, especially in terms of sports and our enhancement, our physical enhancement. So we hope that you've learned something today. I think all of us feel like we have. And we also hope that you'll join us again tomorrow where we discuss an entirely different topic. We're going to be talking about parts of our body again. It's our guts, stomach, and intestine area. Not really having to do with coffee, though, but having to do with how we feel about things. So we invite you to join us again tomorrow, but we need to say goodbye for now. So bye.
Bye.